My spiritual journey started when I longed for peace, love, and an understanding about what was happening around me. You see, my parents didn't have the best relationship and they fought most of the time. I always felt like I was to blame. But, as an adult, I came to realize that a child was never to blame for what the parents bring into existence. I also realized that about 85% of people are subjected to some kind of abuse during childhood, whether it was mental, psychological, sexual, or physical. It seems rare to meet a person who hasn't been exposed to some sort of abuse or suffering during their childhood. It made me wonder. Why can't we all live in peace and harmony? And why do we have to go through suffering before we can reach some sort of spiritual enlightenment or awakening? I've dedicated myself to writing about spirituality on a blog and website. The internet offers much freedom, yet it can also limit you when you're influenced by those around you. There is still much judgment out there, and it is up to you to be influenced by the opinions of others or to say that, in the grand picture of all, it is bullshit. In the end, everything is subjective. Opinions are fleeting like starlight in the midnight sky, and they offer a perspective according to an individual's consciousness. Nonetheless, feeling free to voice your opinion can be a huge hill to climb when you're influenced by the outside world. Many of you have so much to say but are still holding back. The time is here to change that. The coronavirus is causing many people to be frightful about their future. Is there even going to be a future? The answer is, yes. I read much about the meaning of the corona, crown, virus, and that it is activating the heart center of people and the collective consciousness. All of this has truth to it. Spiritually speaking, this virus is bringing us into the next level of consciousness, and collectively it is causing us to realize that we are all in this together. We are one and there is nothing to fear. This global virus is also separating the old and the new timeline, causing a distance between the old and new ways. These changes come with suffering and loss. However, nothing really dies because it takes a new form. How we react during these chaotic times will determine the growth of our collective consciousness. We are offered an opportunity to act from a spiritual understanding and stillness, or to react from an ego point of view. What will you choose?